Thank you, Doma T. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. And I have a new show that I am absolutely loving on Tuesday nights on ABC. It's called The Kids Are All Right. And the father of the family of eight boys, Michael Cudlitz, on the line with us. What's going on, Michael?
How are you guys?
Absolutely love this show. It follows an Irish Catholic family with eight boys. My God, I only have two and can't handle them. It is unreal and so funny.
Yes. Thank you. I appreciate that. We're having a really great time doing it. I have two boys as well. I grew up in a house with, I was one of three boys. I can't imagine having eight boys. it's its own little circus.
Michael, you guys just found out that the show has been picked up for a full season. What's that like, waiting in agony for that word?
For me, not to diminish any of that, I've been very fortunate. I've been doing this a while now. That stuff's out of our control, so I tend not to agonize about it. I am thrilled that we are picked up to finish the rest of the season, but I always felt really good about what we were doing, and other than that, the rest is up to whether the people respond to it or not. So I'm very, very pleased we got picked up, but I think as you get older, there's less agony waiting on those decisions to be made, because you realize you literally have no control over them.
Of course.
I think it can best be described as we approach it the same way that your financial guy reads his finance report.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Which is pretty amazing. I long for the days when our news is actually read like that, and it's just sort of the facts, and you're kind of like, oh, all right, that's what's happening.
Right. Nothing I can do. It just happens. Yeah, I get it.
It just is what it is. Yeah. Grain markets are down.
Yep.
Bill,
that's just how it is.
Bill and I still are huge fans of The Walking Dead. Of course, you played Abraham, and because of something that happened on a particular episode involving you, a lot of people stopped watching that show. They did.
I hope they come back, though. Actually, there's a cool... Just the timing of this is just interesting, because I actually did go back to the show
right.
This past season as a director, and the episode I directed is airing this Sunday coming up, so I'm excited about that.
There's been a rebirth, definitely, in The Walking Dead. I'm not giving up on it. It had its ups and downs, and I stayed true to it, and it is a rebirth now. I just wonder, you know, your ex Rosita is making out with someone else. Is that bothering you at all?
Well, I dumped her first.
I guess.
That's fair.
Breaking hearts. That's
yeah.
what you do.
Yeah, you know, yeah. I think that Abraham would wish her nothing. You know, she is and always will be, you know, considered by him to be family, as would Eugene. And I feel like, you know, he would be happy that if she was happy.
Oh, that's fair. I'm tearing up, Michael. You're making me tear up. I have to ask you a question. I always wondered, in that particular episode, your final regular episode, we lost another cast member in that same episode, and he got kind of the glut of the attention there. Not so much that your character was missing, that his character was missing. Was that upsetting to you at all?
I never felt that way.
No.
I mean, I have, you know, my fans, he has his fans. I guess people who are fans of, you know, the show may or may not see that difference. I one of my biggest concerns when they were going to kill us together was that that my death didn't, you know, take away from his death or diminish his death, because he was one of the, you know, Atlanta originals, you
yeah.
know, and when I was a fan of the show, he and Melissa McBride's character, Carol, were my favorite characters on the show. So I wanted to make sure that I didn't diminish that, because I did come in, you know, late through season four, and, you know, did a few seasons and had a great time. So, I'm flattered that the fans did fall in love with Abraham's, you know, as much as they did. But I didn't feel anything. And Steven's a terrific actor. He deserves everything that he gets, you know, and he created all, you know, that whole situation.
Sure.
And he made us fall in love with Glenn. So, no, I got nothing but nothing but good thoughts and memories about that whole situation.
I'll tell you, without that big honking mustache, which great promo for the video game, too. It got bigger and better. But without the mustache, no one even recognizes you on The Kids Are All Right. I was watching with one of my sons, and it's like, oh, who's this guy? He's really funny. I'm like, that's Abraham, you dummy. You know?
Exactly. No, that's what's been exciting about doing, the new show. I got the script. I was very, very excited about the script and, went and met with Tim Doyle and fell in love with those guys and was excited to do something, completely different. Working with Mary has been phenomenal.
She's amazing.
Are amazing. Yeah, it's just the whole situation is really, really positive. So I could not be happier. And we get to do more of them. So, we are on tonight, 8:30, 7:30 Central, which I think is you guys.
That's us.
Central.
And Mary, we're talking about Mary McCormick, who is just so believable as a mom from the 70s. And you, too, as the dad being the tyrant, making every kid help and being excited about the microwave that showed up.
Exactly. It is a different time. And, the great thing about putting it in the 70s is that there is a lot of turmoil going on in the 70s, very, very similar to what's going on now so far as, the country was, very divided about a lot of issues. And, I look at it as sort of a love letter to all Americans, letting everyone know that, whatever you feel, we'll work through it. We've been through divisive times before. And in the other side of it, we will be fine. The great thing about the show is it being the 70s is that it allows us to have the kids go on adventures by themselves, because in the 70s, that's what happened. There was a lot less, parental supervision. So we couldn't do a lot of the things in the show that we do if it were happening in 2018, because people would literally be calling the cops. saying, why are there seven kids home alone? And we're just like, well, because we're at work.
Shut up. It makes sense. Michael, Wendy was telling me about that episode where the family got the microwave, and it was such a new thing. When I was a kid, my dad ran a furniture and appliance store, and we had one a year before anyone else had one, but we didn't call it a microwave oven. At the time, they were called radar ranges. Did you guys call it that, or was it a microwave?
No, we called it, it was even prior to that, because my character Mike works at like the equivalent of the JPL, the Jet Propulsion Lab. So they would have gotten them even before that. We were sort of like in the beta testing where we had to write down, and sort of document what had happened. So I think it was called the dielectric oven.
Sounds familiar.
Dielectric, something like that. Like, I don't remember what it was called, but, with dealing with shortwave radio waves.
Yeah. Wow.
So it was even more technical. It wasn't called the microwave yet. It wasn't called the radar range.
Interesting.
It's just really funny. I'll be honest with you. My friend Lisa Nelson is a writer on the show, and she's like, I'm doing this new show. It's a Tim Doyle show, and it's about the 70s. I'm like, you got me. And Michael Cudlitz is in it. I'm like, you got me. And I absolutely love it.
Oh, fantastic. I appreciate that.
Michael, as I'm looking at your IMDb page, and if anyone wants to read Michael's IMDb page, make sure you have a weekend set aside, because it really takes a long time to go through it. But you have a lot of acting roles, but you also have a lot of construction roles. You worked on a lot of shows, but in construction. Talk about that for a little bit.
I did. I paid my way through school doing construction for film and television. It's a skill I learned from my dad. I learned construction and furniture building. And it was just what I preferred to do as my second job, as opposed to sort of a service job. If I was good at it, I would have loved a service job, but it wasn't something I was skilled at. So that's typically the job that you'll do as a while you're trying to make your career happen, because it affords you a bunch of flexibility. Unfortunately, I had a job that didn't really afford me a lot of flexibility, so I sort of had to create that flexibility. But I was, very, very fortunate in, being able to have a skill that I could market, and it happened to be in the film and television industry ultimately. actually built the space that we're shooting our new show in. Wow. I used to be the construction coordinator on Beverly Hills 90210, the original.
Yeah.
And we shot in these warehouses, and we are shooting in those same warehouses now while we're making the new show. So it's come a little bit full circle.
That's crazy.
That is pretty
wild. I love that.
Yeah.
Any effect from the terrible fires that are going on out there? I know it's not really in the area that you're in, but...
We've had some crew members that have been affected by it, some crew members that own horses that have had to evacuate and get all their horses out. From what I understand, everybody that I know is safe. I don't know yet of anyone that has lost property. Certainly, I don't know of anyone who's lost, life.
It's so scary.
But I do have some friends who have, friends that have lost houses, so... it's about 8 to 10 miles away from us now, so we smell it, but we wake up to ash on the cars, but it's not affecting us in the day to day the same way it is other people.
Well, our prayers go out to all those people, and we'll tune in tonight at 7:30 ABC. Michael Kudlitz plays Mike Cleary on The Kids Are All Right. And also on Sunday, The Walking Dead, is it your directorial debut?
It is, actually. Yeah, it is.
And we meet Daryl's dog?
We might. I don't want to spoil anything.
All right. That's fair. Michael, we're just glad you're working again, and we always secretly hope that your facial hair would also get a spinoff, so our fingers are crossed that happens one day.
It might. I think it has a actually has a Twitter account. Beard or Kudlitz mustache has its own Twitter account, so you should check that out, I guess. I don't have anything to do with it, but so it's been fun. Everybody's been great, and this whole ride has been amazing. So yes, if you're out there in Chicago tonight, 7:30 ABC, whatever channel that is, the show's really
channel
funny.
Seven.
It's The Great Escape. Channel 7, The Great Escape, for a half an hour. Check it out. If you don't like it, I'll give you your money back.
Oh, that's no one
that's
offers that anymore. That's great. Thank you, right? Michael.
Pleasure to talk to you.
The first four are free.
Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Okay, guys. Thanks for letting me call in. Take care.
Thanks, Michael. Michael Kudlitz from The Kids Are All Right, formerly of Lost, and I'm not kidding. He's one of those actors when
not
you go
lost.
There. Oh, not from. Well, he wasn't actually. I'm looking at my notes. He was in Lost for a couple of episodes.
Really?
He was in Growing Pains for a couple of episodes. He played a character named Chuck Steak. Growing Pains. I can't believe I knew he worked a lot, but there's 150 entries over the last 25 years of TV shows and movies that he's had a part in. It's such an impressive list. So things are going
oh
well for
God.
Him. Yeah. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll give you more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.